CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation, the executive director. He's in Milano, looking at Italy for the virus, the vaccine, and tourism and the economy. You will recall in the summer of 2020, Italy had staggered through the winter and spring with deaths, with hospitalizations, and then the world stayed away. There was nothing about this that was positive because the Italian economy depends upon at least 10% of its GDP from tourism. This year was to be, is to be a very different story. However, the Delta variant is in the world. There's various reporting throughout Europe, the UK, France, and there's doubts. And so I start with virus news and vaccine news with Lorenzo, and then we must apply ourselves to tourists. Lorenzo, a very good day to you. Thank you for this. The virus, first of all, Delta variant, is dominant in Britain. It's dominant here in the U.S. I'm presuming it's dominant in Italy. What does this mean for hospitalizations and deaths? Good day to you.
Good day, John, and good day to all the radio listeners. Yes, the situation in Italy is pretty uncertain. Over the last 3 days, we have an increase of new contagions from 2,000. This was the data before the weekend, up to 5,000 of today. The number of hospitalization remains stable. I mean that there is not yet an increase, as well as the number of deaths are pretty much limited. We would prefer to have zero, but unfortunately there are always 10, 15 people that pass away every day. So the trend shows that we are maybe encountering the same problem as other European countries like France, UK, have been facing over the last weeks, with an increase of the contagion due to this Delta variant, which, according to the latest news I had from the various broadcasting network, is that the dominant virus for 95% of the cases. And this is very much spread across the young people, which means that the vaccine works. We are right now 54% of the Italian population got the vaccine. But unfortunately, even in such a case, there is now, let's say, a sort of slowdown of the number of vaccination per day. There are still 2 million of Italians above 60 years old that they have not yet taken even one dose of vaccine. And we don't know whether this is a sort of fear because of the risk that the vaccine may cause, or because there is a summer holiday coming in and maybe they don't want to jeopardize their holidays with a break coming back to their place of residence. So the situation, I would say, is a bit uncertain. And right now there is a prime minister cabinet going on to take new measure like Green Pass, but I can tell you more if you wish later.
Yes, I do want to know, but first of all, the tourists. This is anecdotal, but their numbers have been growing all during the spring, and now we're well into the summer. These are the best months if you're in Italy as a tourist. There was an allotment made for Americans returning. Do you see Americans? Do you see Europeans? Do you see the English everywhere, or is it just sparse?
Well, I just give you an example. I was during the weekend in Bellagio. I think Bellagio is well known. There is even a replication of Bellagio in Las Vegas. Bellagio is a very nice Italian resort on the Lake of Como, very tourist. And I can tell you that there were many, many tourists, very, very busy, mainly young people. I could hear very well different languages, particularly English, but French, Spanish, Dutch, and also languages from the East countries. I asked some people at the shop where there are Americans around. They said not yet as many as we were used to see in the past, and they regret a bit because, you know, normally Americans spend more than any other tourist. There is no Japanese. This is another important point, because normally we have a lot of tourists from Japan and now also from China. So I don't see tourists from those areas of the world, from the East world, while I see many Europeans and not yet many Americans. Right now, the circulation of people across Europe is becoming a little bit complicated. We have the Green Pass for the 27 countries of the European Union, but there are already announcements of new additional protocol that countries like Spain and Greece are introducing, for example, to fill a format 48 hours before departure and without having comply with this, format duly filled up with all your data, you are not allowed to enter into Spain or Greece. Green Pass is valid across the 27 countries, but is not enough to enter the country. And in other European countries like Finland, if you have a vaccine, for example, Johnson, you need to stay for a few days in quarantine before being clear.
The English are troubled by the Delta variant, and so much so they removed France from an okay place to go and put it on their amber list. You say that English tourists have been there. They were there last summer, and I believe they're back, so I'm going to count on those numbers. But is this doing what is necessary for the economy? Without the Asians, without the Japanese and China, that's a blow to your economy. Is there a general understanding from Rome that it's not what we want, but it's better than last year? How do they present it to the public?
Well, let me tell you that to a certain extent, the lack of some tourists for a certain part of the world is compensated by the Italians that have a lot of desire to enjoy again life. So the resorts on the seaside, on the mountains, in the countryside are fully booked. In such respect, I would say the economy and the operators that works on tourism, on restaurants and so on, they should not suffer very much. What is more critical is, of course, the tourism in the famous Italian town like Rome, Florence, Pisa, Venice. In that case, there is a clear reduction of people as tourists visiting the various towns. That's, let's say, a sort of double-faced situation. From one side, the situation is okay, is fine. On the other side, for the big historical town, the situation is not so happy.
The midsummer, here we are, and we still celebrate the victory of the Italian football team in the European Championship, certainly the high point of the year. What do you expect next from Roma? What are they saying is a concern of theirs or what they're watching for? We have about 30 seconds.
Well, I can tell you that our Prime Minister, Mr. Draghi, is pressing all the large coalition that form his government to approve very important reform. And there is now a big debate on the reform to justice because there are a lot of reaction from the political parties of the coalition. They are not aligned, of course, as always, and so they want to introduce some changes as well. As in the policy of introducing the Green Pass, even to attend the restaurant indoor, they very likely require the use of Green Pass to make reservation in restaurants that are not outdoor, but they are only indoor.
Lorenzo Fiore, the executive director of the Ansaldo Foundation, he is in Milano, Italy, is open for business. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.